Romans，
现在大家打开罗马书第十四章。
So we all turn the book of Romans chapter 14。
罗马书第十四章。
Romans chapter 14。
我们从第几节开始读？你们记得吗
？Do you still remember which verse we start？
罗马书第十四章，我已经讲到第几节
？Romans chapter 14， which verse have I stopped？
第几节？我们已经讲了第六节了。
Number six。
好。我再读第五、第六节。
I'm going to read verses 5 and 6。
那从第七节一直到第十二节，你们开始来读。
Then you shall read from 7 to 12。
有人看这日比那日强，有人看日日都是一样，只是个人心里要意见坚定。守日的人是为主守的，吃的人是为主吃的，因他感谢上帝；不吃的人为主不吃的，也感谢上帝。我们没有一个人为自己活，也没有一个人为自己死。我们的活着是为主而活，若死了是为主而死。所以我们或活或死，总是主的人。因此基督死了又活了，要做死人并活人的主。你这个人为什么论断弟兄呢？又为什么轻看弟兄呢？因为我们都站在上帝的台前，经上写着，主说，我凭着我的永生启示，万气必向我跪拜，万口必向我认承认。这样看来，我们个人必将自己的事在上帝面前说明了。我们读经就到这个地方。
Let's start reading our scripture here.
我们再次低头祷告。
One more time we shall pray.
我们请李博士带领我们祷告。
Let's pray. Lord, once again we thank you. We thank you that you have brought to us once again through your words. We ask that once again you speak to us through your word, by the working of the Holy Spirit, and through also your servant. Once again, we want you to add wisdom to us so that we have more understanding in your words, and also our faith and our life be founded on your word. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
我们从前面的一段看见一个很重要的原则。
From the previous passage, we see a very important principle.
绝对的事，你不要把它相对化。
Things which are absolute do not relativize.
相对的事不要绝对化。
Things which are relative do not absolutize.
今天许多基督徒与基督徒之间的纷争、辩论、分裂，从这些意见。
Today, a lot of split, a lot of debate that come from Christians among Christians.
不过是因为我们把绝对的事情相对化，把相对的事情绝对化的结果。
It is because of the result we relativize what is absolute and absolutize what is relative.
为什么绝对的东西不可以去相对化？
Why is the thing which is absolute cannot be relativized?
绝对的事情是原则性的问题。
Because things which are absolute are things of principles.
这原则是超历史、超时代、超时间神所定的，不可以改。
And this principle which is fixed by God transcends time and space and history.
这些的原则也是超空间、超个人、超民族不可移的。
And also this principle cannot be changed because it transcends space, nation, and also the world history.
这个就是真理超过界，真理超历史的意义。
Because there's a meaning of truth that transcends nation and time.
所以当真理的原则定下来以后呢
？So when the principle of truth is being determined,
在中国是真理，在美国是真理，在英国、法国、苏联也是真理。
So whether in China, whether in the state, whether in UK, they're all the truth.
当真理定下来以后
，So when the truth has been determined,
在古代人家遵守，现代人家遵守。以后的时代也照样遵守。
In the ancient time, people obey. Now, people obey. In the future, people also shall obey.
这就是中国的哲学所讲的真理是历万代而常新，放诸四海而皆准这两句话的含义。
And that's the two couplet saying in the Chinese that say that truth is something that is evergreen and also is something that wherever it is, it becomes the standard.
如果我们把真理把它放松妥协了。
If we were to compromise the truth,
那么这样的人的信仰就动摇了。
Then people's faith will be shaken.
人的生活就没有规矩。
And our life will not have a regulation.
那我们就没有办法把真正的 真理的原则把它持守下去。
Then we cannot insist on the principle of the truth.
那相反的，有一些事情是相对的，我们不必计较。
In the reverse, if things were relative, we don't have to hold it.
我小的时候在一个教会。
When I was young, I was in a church.
这个教会呢，有一些的规矩是圣经没有的。
This church has some regulations not recorded or teaching the Bible.
所有弟兄只能坐这边。不能坐在那边。
For instance, all the brothers be seated on this side and not be on the other side.
所以女的只能坐那边，不能坐这边。
And all the ladies be seated on one side and not the other side.
但是现在你们这里男女坐在一起，对他们来说是很世俗化，一点不疏离。
But here you see that your boys and girls you mix and sit here, it said that it's very secular.
所以那个教会的人如果今天到基隆坡来，一定把你骂到狗血淋头。
So that church, if you were to come to KL, he will scold you.
你们这些不疏离、不懂规矩、跟魔鬼留地步的人。
So you are not spiritual, you make room for Satan, they will say.
怎么可以男男女女坐在一起？这样败坏的教会。
How can you have boys and girls sitting mixed together?
那个教会还有一个规矩。
And that church have another regulation.
所有侍奉主的女人不可以烫头发。
All those ladies who serve the Lord cannot be have their hair exposed.
所以头发直直的。
Oh, so、they cannot perm their hair. Actually, they must have straight hair.
可以烫头发。
They cannot perm their hair.
哪一个女人要侍奉主一烫头发？人家就看他像鸡一样就去看。
If any lady want to serve Lord, will perm the hair, they will be treated like a prostitute.
所以那些人在这里看你的头发卷来卷去，他就不知道你是哪一种女人。
So if they were to see you perming your hair, they don't know which kind of lady you belong to.
那个教会绝对不可以把茶、把水带到礼拜堂来的。
And also in that church, you cannot bring your tea to the church.
那你们这里有人呢，讲到听到一半就把 Coca-Cola 拿起来喝。
Well, halfway people will take drinks here.
对他们来说是很没有规矩。
But to them, this is very unregulated.
那个教会还有一个规矩。
And they have another regulation.
不可以在教会里面放幻灯，因为电影幻灯都是魔鬼的。
You cannot have a slideshow in the church because all those belong to Satan.
所以我是在那个教会里面长大。
So I was brought from that church.
但是后来我看这些都不是圣经的东西。
So I see that all these principles are not recorded in the Bible.
所以我就不遵守那些不是上帝的教训。
So I did not obey the regulation which is not set by God.
耶稣说你们把人的遗传代替上帝的诫命。
And Jesus said you deem the human tradition as God's law.
你们用口嘴唇亲近我。
You use your lips to come close to me.
你们的心却远远离开我。
But your heart is far away from me.
我长大的那个教会是不可抽烟不可喝酒。
So the church that I grew up in, the church that prohibited drinking and smoking.
他们认为抽烟喝酒的人都是还没有得救，没有圣灵重生过的。
They would deem that those who smoke, those who drink are not reborn.
后来我发现有的人没有抽烟，但是他们呢很会骂人。
But later I see that some they never smoke, but they like to scold people.
有的人没有喝酒，但是充满妒忌纷争。
But some they never drink, but they are very jealous of others.
后来我就在心里面问，到底什么罪是更大，什么罪是更小？
So then I ask in my heart, which sin is greater than?
所以呢，把相对的绝对化，把绝对的相对化，两样都是错误。
So if the relative I was the absolute and absolute I was relative, both are wrong.
保罗在罗马书第十四章所提的例子有两个。
Paul in Romans chapter 14 mentioned two illustrations.
第一个就是呢，你们有一些人守日子，有一些人不守日子。
And that is the first one is that some of you keep these days and that day some don't.
我已经对你们讲过，犹太人到现在还守安息日。
So I ever told you the Jews until today they keep Sabbath day.
所以 Tel Aviv 有一个旅馆呢，这个旅馆呢，甚至你不可以在安息日是压第一、第二、第三楼，因为这样你就违背安息日。
So Tel Aviv there is a hotel you can not even press the button of the lift on Sabbath day.
所以有什么办法呢
？So what's the way to go？
到礼拜六就是安息日的时候。
So when it comes to Sabbath day on Saturday，
他们就把它电脑化。
They are really computerized.
每一楼会自己停、自己开、自己关。
So for every floor it opens by itself and closes by itself.
你就进到电梯，不必去按。
So when they come to the lift, you don't need to press any button.
那么你住在十二层，你就等门开、关、开、关十二次，你才能到你的房间。
So if you want to stay on the 12th floor, you got to wait for the door to open and close, open and close.
这样就解决了他们有没有违背安息日的可能的这个困难。
So that solved the possibility for them to go against the regulation of Sabbath day.
有的人守日子。
Some keep days.
有的人不守。
Some don't.
有的人吃一个东西。
Some eat something.
有的人不吃。
But some are prohibited.
那如果你再研究哥林多书信的时候。
If you were to start the epistle to Corinth.
你就发现保罗就为这个问题做了一个答案。
You see that Paul gave an answer to this question.
他说你从市场中间买来的肉你吃吧， 你不管这个肉是怎么样。
Is it the meat you bought it from the market? You just eat without asking any question.
原来为什么呢
？Why?
因为在哥林多的地方。
Because in Corinth,
那些卖牛肉、卖鱼肉、卖动物的肉的人呢
？Those who sell the meat,
他们还没有把肉卖去以前。
Because before they sell the meat in the marketplace,
先要把动物祭他们的神。
Those animals must sacrifice to their god.
然后才宰。
Then only they kill.
有肉才拿来卖。
Then only they sell the meat.
那如果基督徒买了这种肉的时候
，If Christian would buy this kind of meat,
他们就吃了曾经祭过假神的肉，怎么办呢
？Say they would have eaten those meat that sacrificed to false god.
那我做基督徒如果吃这种肉，我有没有犯罪
？So as a Christian, we have to eat this kind of meat. Have I sinned?
所以他们就怀疑自己。可以不可以吃
？So they are skeptical whether they should eat or not.
那保罗对他们说什么呢
？And Paul told them,
你从市场里面买来，尽管吃吧。
When you have bought it from the marketplace, just eat.
为什么呢
？Why?
因为已经被主所洁净了。
Because it's been cleansed by the Lord.
当你祷告的时候
，When you pray,
你就求主洁净你所吃的东西。
You ask God to cleanse the thing that you eat.
而且主已经主动，因为你的信心。接近了这些东西
Because of the heart God had took an initiative to clean all these things
但是 有一些人相信已经被接近了
But there are people who believe that they've been cleansed
有一些人相信还没有被接近
But there are people who believe that they've not been cleansed
或者他不相信人的祷告可以接近这些祭偶像过的肉
Or they do not believe that prayer can cleanse all these things
所以他们心里存怀疑
So in the heart they are doubtful
所以保罗就在这一章圣经提到一句话
And because of that Paul in this verse mentioned
凡不出于信心的，就是罪。
Things which are out of faith are all sins.
那你说他有信心，我没有信心怎么办呢
？You said that he has faith, I don't have faith. What are you going to do?
他有信心，他尽管吃。
He has a faith, he just eat.
你没有信心，你就不要吃。
You don't have faith, you don't eat.
这样基督徒领受的信心，因为我们对真理的了解的程度。有不同的地方
Because our understanding of the Bible is different in degree
所以每个人的信心是不一样
So then our faith is different in that sense
你还注意到第十二章前面几句话吗
So do you pay attention to the first few verses in chapter 12
你们不要自以为比别人更高大
Do not feel that you are better than others
不要看自己过于所当看
Or you think yourself more than you should do
要照着个人的信心的大小就是上帝给人不同的信心看自己看得合服中道
According to the measure of faith God has given to you be sober in your judgment
这就是这一章的意义了
This is the meaning of this verse
这样把相对的事情相对的处理
So relative things dealing with relative spirit
把绝对的事情用绝对精神处理
Things which are absolute you must deal with absolute spirit
这样就够了
Then it is clear
我们不需要为一些次要的事情斤斤计较绝对化到完全不让步
Do not be very calculated and absolute things with a relative
这样你对弟兄的爱心才不会被这些非原则性的事情所绊倒
Then your heart will not stumble your brothers because of the thing was not absolute
这样你的爱就超越了这些绊倒人的小事情
Then your love will transcend all these minute things that stumble others
像弟兄姊妹的团契
So that a fellowship between brothers and sisters,
圣徒与圣徒之间的交通
and a fellowship between saints and saints,
我们每个人在主里面怎样的相爱
so all of us in God, how do we love?
就可以继续维持我们在基督身体里面平等的地位
It then can continue in our equality in the body of Christ.
我们一定要学习
We must learn.
否则的话呢
If not,
我们的爱心就变成有条件
Then our love becomes conditional.
我们对别人的眼光变成有颜色
Then our view to others color.
求主帮助我们
Let God help us.
给我们在这样的事情上成熟长进以至于不绊倒别人
So all these things must grow, become mature and do not become a stumbling block to others.
这样说来
Then
吃不吃不是绝对的
To eat or not to eat is absolute
守日子不守日子不是一定的
To observe day or not to observe days are not absolute
守的人比不守的人更好吗
He who observe is it better than those who don't
不要骄傲
Don't be proud
因为你感到你更好的时候你就轻看你的弟兄
Because at a time when you feel they're better than your brothers You're despising your brother then
不守日子的比守日子的更自由吗
For those who don't keep the days Is it better than those who keep the days Are they more free?
不要论断
Do not judge
论断人的时候你就 藐视轻看你的弟兄。
Because when you pass judgment, then you are despising your own brothers.
所以我们不可轻看人。
Do not despise others.
我们也不可论断人。
Do not pass judgment on others.
大家说一二三，不可轻看人，也不可论断人。那这不是说我们不可以评论别人。
Which means it's not that we cannot have offer critique to others.
如果弟兄们在教义上失败的时候，
if a brother fail in the doctrine,
你一定要评论他。
You must critique.
你这样做是不对的。
That what you do is wrong.
这个违背了圣经的教训。
Because this go against the teaching of the Bible.
这样就有一些事要评论，有一些事不可论断。
Then there will be things we must offer our critique. There are things we will not pass judgment.
To appraise, to critique.跟 to condemn 不同的地方在哪？
那评论跟批评有什么不同呢？
评论跟论断有什么不同
？And also to this appraise and critique, and also to criticize, what's the difference?
评价跟审判有什么不同
？And to appraise, to pass judgment, what's the difference?
我们照着绝对的真理原则去看出违背真理的地方是应当受批判。这是对的。
According to the principle of this absoluteness, to just think which is wrong, that is a right critique.
但是我们用自己的错误的相对的主观去审判弟兄的时候，这是不对的。
But from the relative subjectivity of us, you want to pass judgment on brother, that's wrong.
所以你用绝对的精神去审判相对的事情，你是自己设立自己代表上帝去审判。
So if you use the absolute spirit to judge things which are relative, which means they are standing in the place of God to judge the brothers.
如果你用相对的错误的观念去妥协上帝的真理的时候，你是出卖信仰。
And also relativeness, and also with a very subjective kind of view, you want to evaluate the word of God. That's wrong.
所以保罗在这里说
，Paul says,
守的是为主守。
He who observes the day keep observe for the sake of the Lord.
不守的指的。
He who doesn't observe the days,
为主不守的。
And so for the sake of the Lord, he doesn't observe.
吃的
those who eat
是为主吃。
Eat for the sake of the Lord.
不吃的
those who doesn't eat
是为主吃。
And he doesn't eat because of the Lord.
这四句话归纳起来。
When you conclude all these four statements,
就你是为主而活。
You live for the Lord.
为主而食。
You die for him too.
大家说一二三，为主而活，为主而食。所以一个基督徒活着的时候是因为主所以我活下去
So a Christian lived, he lived for the sake of the Lord.
一个基督徒死的时候是为着主我甘愿替他死
So a Christian dies for the sake of the Lord, I want to die for him.
这就是初期教会的生命跟生活的总原则
And that's the principle of life and living of the early Christians.
罗马帝国逼迫基督教的时候
For the Roman Empire when they persecuted the church.
第一世纪在尼罗王的时候，就有许多许多基督徒为主而死。
During the first century, murderer Christian died under the hand of Nero.
他们死以前给他们机会，只要你否认耶稣，你就不必死。
Before even they die, they will give you an opportunity. If you deny Jesus, then you give a chance to live.
罗马帝国给你最后的机会，你还相信耶稣是救主吗？
Roman Empire won't give the last opportunity. Do you still believe in Jesus?
所以的基督徒有两个选择。
There are two choices for you as a Christian.
第一个选择就是说，我从今天开始不要再承认耶稣是主。
The first step, the handful, I will not acknowledge Christ Jesus as my Lord.
他们就被释放了。
Then they'll be released.
他们就自由了。
They're free now.
但那些人我还是照样承认耶稣是主。他们就被砍头。
But for those who insist that I want to confess Jesus Christ my Lord, they'll be beheaded.
那一个基督徒面对这个最后一次的挑战，最后一次的自由的机会的时候
，So when the Christian faces this opportunity of freedom for the last time,
如果是轮到吉隆坡的人
，If we come to the Christian in Kuala Lumpur,
你想吉隆坡有多少基督徒甘愿为信仰、为真理而死？
Just think how many Christians in Kuala Lumpur will die for the sake of the gospel.
如果真的轮到吉隆坡
，It really come to Kuala Lumpur.
有多少的人是为了怕死放弃基督教
？How many Christians will be because we are afraid of death, we want to deny our Lord?
我很担心多数的人为自己的好处、为自己的发财、为自己的生死。放掉耶稣基督。
Why the phrase that men are Christian for their own gain, for their own sake, for their own life, they deny Christianity.
当1900年的时候
，In the day of 1900,
中国北方
in the north of China,
很多很多反对基督教的越来越厉害，越来越厉害。
The great forces that go against Christianity.
所以呢，有许多的基督徒知道信耶稣没有什么好处，因为有可能会为主而死。
So many Christians know that to believe in Jesus to become a Christian do not have much gain.
到了1901年的时候
，So when it comes to 1901,
有许多文学家、许多的诗人就写诗大骂、攻击、诽谤。来攻击基督徒。
Many of the writers and poets, they also write this literature to go against and slander Christianity.
他们又用恶意的话语来伤害基督徒。
And also with an evil mind, they want to hurt the Christian at that time.
他说就是因为中国的基督徒把中国的文化出卖掉。
He said it's because of the Chinese Christian in China, they betray the literature in China.
是中国的基督徒把中国的文化 culture。
It is the Chinese Christian that betrayed the culture in China.
那他们又把情报告诉英国、美国这些帝国主义的人。
And also they give that intelligent information to these imperialists.
所以让外国人侵犯中国的土地。
And that's the Western company invade China.
所以应当从中国的土地上消灭所有信耶稣的。
So we must actually murder and take away all the Christians in China.
那么后来呢？他们反外国的情绪越来越厉害的。
So later on, their spirit was so high in opposing the West.
欧洲就组成了八国联军，从天津一直到上海，55天来侵略中国，来烧中国。强奸中国的民族。
So then this Europe, they come into eight nations, come into one force and want to invade China.
所以中国人更气外国人。
So all the more Chinese hated the Westerners.
他们就组织了义和团来反对这些外国的军队。
So they organized these boxers want to go against this group.
这义和团相信他们有一股迷信的力量，所以他们有了法力在他身上的时候，那些西方的刀枪没有办法刺入他们的骨肉。
So this boxer, they believe that they got magical power so that even the bullet cannot hurt them.
所以这些人以为他们才是爱中国的人。
So they thought that they're one who is patriotic.
他们以为基督徒卖中国的人。
And they thought that this the Christians are betrayers.
所以他们一面反对外国人，一面杀这些中国人的基督徒。
So on one hand they oppose the West, on the other hand they kill all these Chinese Christians.
这是从1840年鸦片战争以后60年以后最反对基督教的一个时候。
And that is one of the moment in Chinese history since 1840 of the Opium War that the Chinese go against the West.
中国人真的出卖文化吗？
This Chinese Christian today betray the culture?
中国人真的与外国勾结吗？
Do they actually have this plot together with the Westerners?
其实不是。
Actually not.
有很多中国基督徒是最爱中国的。
Many of Chinese Christians are very patriotic.
包括孙中山先生
including Dr. Sun Yat-sen
他反对满清不等于反对中国、啊、
So when they go against Manchuria doesn't mean they go against China
近代的中国人都知道孙中山比满清政府更爱中国
The contemporary Chinese will know that Sun Yat-sen love more this China than Manchuria
当一个政府在上掌权的时候
So when the government is in control
他们常常以为自己代表国家
Many times they thought they represent the nation
反对政党反对政府的就是反对我们的国家。
They will say that he who go against the party, he who go against the government is opposing the nation.
其实很多再高阶层的人都是百姓的仇敌。
So many times we know that many higher officers are the enemies of the people.
所以两年前
，two years ago，
我在温哥华讲到的时候
，when I was preaching in Vancouver，
我说中国不是共产党。
I said China doesn't belong to Communist Party.
中国也不是国民党。
And also this China is not equal to 国民党。
中国是。中国人的
and China belongs to Chinese
哦，许多的大陆的学者许多台湾的人掌声如雷
many of these people come from Taiwan come from China they applaud loudly
满清政府以为自己是代表中国的
the Manchurian government thought that they represent the China
反正不听满清的都是反国爱国卖国的人
he who doesn't obey the Manchurian government they thought that they are the one who are the traitors
照样当共产党以为他就代表中国的时候
so the same thing when the Communist Party thought that they represent China
反正不听共产党承认的都是反动分子都是出卖国家
so if you do not go against the Communist Party you are the traitor they say
其实很多基督徒是很爱国的
so actually many of Chinese Christians love the nation
这些义和团的人就把基督徒杀
But these boxers, they killed the Chinese Christians.
所以基督徒处境太困难。
So it was such a difficult situation for the Chinese then.
外人误会他们是外国的走狗。
So because the China people were thought that they are the running dogs of the West.
他们对中国的热爱，中国人又不接受。
And they love the Chinese so well, but yet the Chinese don't accept them.
所以1900年以前。
So before 1900.
英国内地会的那些宣教士
in the British, those is the China Inland Mission missionaries
他们就发了一个签名的运动
they have this signature movement
在中国北方差不多七个省
in the north there are about seven provinces
发动一个运动
they started a movement
有哪一个人愿意为主死的请你签名
anyone who wants to prepare to die for the Lord sign your name、
哦、那个时候很困难
A lot of people in the difficult situation.
做基督徒太困难。
To be a Christian is not easy.
因为你信耶稣，可能你会死。
Because you want to become a Christian, you might die.
义友团会散。
The boxers will kill you.
所以有的人就祷告完了就签字。
So some after praying they sign.
我愿意为主死。
I'm willing to die for the sake of the Lord.
结果在这几个省。
So in these few provinces.
发起运动的结果呢。
And the result of the movement is.
有八千多个基督徒。
About 8,000 Christians
已经预备为耶稣的缘故被杀也甘愿
They were prepared to die even to kill for the sake of Jesus
我看到这一部分的历史
When I read this part of history
我的心很受感
My heart was so touched
因为在最困难之后
Because the most difficult time
上帝为他自己存留了最爱主又最爱国的忠心诚实的战士
God has kept for him warriors who are so faithful to him
当我看到当时义友团的时代有八千个中国人预备为主死的时候
So when I read at the time of the Boxers Rebellion about 8,000 people prepared to die for the Lord
我就记得上帝对以利亚说不是单单你一个人爱我我已经为我自己留下七千个人是未曾向巴黎亲嘴未曾向巴黎屈膝的
Then I have to start to recall that during the time of Elijah, God had told Elijah that not you alone, but I have kept for my own name's sake 7,000 who have bowed and kissed Baal.
每一个时代
For every age,
都有离开主、背叛主、出卖主的人。
There are people who betray, who leave the Lord.
但是这些日子没有来到以前。
But before this day come,
每一个时代主都预备一批的人忠心至死为他坚守信
For every age, God has kept for people who are faithful to him to the end.
我不知道我们每个礼拜将聚会好几年是不是上帝预备你们这些人在有大批的来到忠心至死做主的
事 I don't know that for these 4 years we have been here regular meeting is it that God wants to keep you so that when the day of the persecution comes you'll be kept for the Lord's sake
1949年共产党席卷整个中国的时候
In 1949 when the communists took over China
他们内部的文件有一句话
In the internal writing letters there's a word
There is a confidential literature among the communist recordsAbout why so many university students are so zealous to believe in Jesus Christ.
啊，里面一些毕业文件说，为什么大学一些大学生的这样的诚恳的信神？
他们很惊奇。
They are very surprised.
当时华北有很多大学生归主运动。
Because in the northern China, a lot of these people they come to the Lord.
1945年到1948年那几年。
And that's a few years between 1945 to 1948.
学生的这个退休会里面。
The student retreats.
有大批最好的这个知识分子奉献到新疆、青海、甘肃、陕西最内地、最困难的地方去传道。后来没有回来。
There are many of these young people who dedicated themselves become preachers to preach in the very innermost remote area of China, but never returned.
当共产党还没有得着全中国的政治的权柄以前
，And before this, the Chinese Communist Party gained the control of China.
他们不明白为什么这些知识分子不到上海，不到浙江。不到天津这些最重要的海口城市去发大财去做外国公司的那些最高职分的这些的职业
They don't understand why said this intellectual do not go to the coastal area of big cities to become high officers
为什么不成为外国洋行里面的重要的人
Why don't become the important people and key people of this company
为什么他们跑到边疆到新疆青海甘肃内蒙古最穷的地方去传耶稣的道。
Why then they go to the most remote inland city to preach the gospel?
原来上帝正在预备中国人。
Actually, God's preparing hundreds of Chinese.
上帝知道不久以后 大陆变成共产党进来了。
God knows that later on this Communist Party will take over.
逼迫一定来到。
Persecution shall come.
所以上帝先预备一些的人肯为他死。
God first prepared those people who were willing to die for the sick.
你们知道有一本小书叫做《献给无名的传道人》吗
？Do you know there's a small book saying dedication to the anonymous.
叫 Anonymous Preachers
Anonymous Preacher
这本书是边银波弟兄写的
it's,
这个人现在还活着
It's written by a brother 边银波 He's still living
啊，那个时候差不多是这五六十年前他就是那一批大学生到边疆去的领袖之一
He was one of the leaders who in the 50 or 60 years ago became the, one of those who go to the remote area in China
就是神的作为
That is the word of God.
当上帝做工的时候
When God works,
人就不顾自己的生死
So man would not care for life or death.
他的生命生活只有一个目的
Their life and their living has only one purpose.
为主
For the Lord, sake of the Lord.
为主
For the sake of the Lord.
我为主而活
I live for the Lord's sake.
我为主而死
I die for his sake.
保罗说无论是生是死
And Paul said, whether I'm alive or I die,
我总是主的人
I belong to the Lord.
无论是或是死
whether I live or I'm dead,
让基督在我的身上照常显大
that God continue to manifest himself through me.
请问基督今天借助我们的生活彰显他的伟大的作为
So I want to ask that Christ today, has he manifested his great work through us?
请问基督可能借助你的死把他自己活生生见证透过你的生活在众人面前
Also I would ask that through your death can Christ manifest his life
所以保罗在这个结论的时候说什么呢
So Paul in the conclusion he said
无论是活
Number that I'm alive
无论是死
Number that I'm dead
我们都是主的人
I belong to the Lord
大家说一二三无论是活无论是死我们都是主的人接下来保罗再讲一句话
And Paul continued to say
讲基督就成了活人死人的主
Then Christ became the Lord of the dead and the alive.
基督成了活人死人的主。
And Jesus Christ became the Lord of those who are dead and alive.
前面这半句我容易明白。
And this half statement of the first I can understand.
耶稣是活人的主。
That Christ is the Lord of the living.
我活着的时候他掌有我。
Because when alive he is in control of me.
他管理我。
He managed me.
我整个的生命属于他。
My whole life belongs to him.
所以基督是活人的主我明白。
So Christ is the Lord of the living, I understand.
基督是死人的主这是全本圣经唯一的意思。
But Christ is the Lord of the dead, this is the only statement in the Bible.
基督是死人的主是为什么呢
Then Christ is the Lord of the dead, why?
这句话前面是说无论是活是死我们都是主的人。
Because previously he said that whether I'm alive or I'm dead, I belong to the Lord.
因为我活。是为主活
Because I live for his sake
我死是为主死
And I die for his sake
我是活在主的引导之下
So I'm living under the guidance of the Lord
我也是死在主手里的人
And I also die in his hand
在主手里死的人是主亲自把他接到他的怀中
So who die in the hand of the Lord God received them into his bosom
这样从我们来看基督是那些已经死的人的主
So then to us, the Lord is the one who alive.
这句话不是已经死了的人。
Those who are dead.
所以这句话不是说基督要做死人的主。
But it doesn't mean that God wants to be the Lord of those who are dead.
基督成了那些为他死的人的主宰。
For those who die for the sake of the Lord, Lord becomes their Lord.
感谢上帝。
Praise the Lord.
有一次法利赛人到耶稣的面前。
There was one the Pharisees come to him.
这些法利赛人相信人死了还会复活。
This Pharisee believed that those who are dead will become resurrected.
有一些撒都盖人到主的面前。
But from the Sadducees who come to the Lord,
这些撒都盖人是不相信人死了会复活。
The Sadducees do not believe that when men die, they shall resurrect.
所以耶稣基督的时代，犹太人分成两大派，还有一些比较小的细别。
So at the time of Jesus, the Jews were divided into two factions.
这两大派就是法利赛派。跟撒都盖派
So these two big factions are the Sadducees and the Pharisees
那其他的细别像分锐党的像以便尼派的其他那些的细别
And there are still the Ebionites and also the Zealots
那么这些的细别我们不讲
So I'm not talking about all those small factions
我先提什么叫法利赛党什么叫做撒都盖派
And I tell you first what's the Pharisees what's the Sadducees
撒都盖派的人是不从五经里面看见有复活的信息
So the Sadducees do not see in the Pentateuch that this teaching of the resurrection
所以他们是持守 摩西前面那五本书，创世纪、出埃及记、利未记、民数记跟生命记的十首这五经的人。
So the Sadducees are the those who keep the teaching of the Pentateuch。
这五本书里没有讲到摩西提过人会复活的应许。
So these five books of Moses do not mention that God promised that men die and resurrect。
他们除了五本经以外，其他的他不接受权威。
So other than the Pentateuch, they do not believe the authority of all other Bibles。
法利赛人说，不但摩西五经，还有诗篇，还有箴言、雅歌、传道书、约伯记，还有历史书，还有先知书十二本。
So these are the Pharisees, the only the Pentateuch, they also refer in the book of the prophet, the historical books, and also the wisdom tradition.
所以他们在约伯记里面。
So in the book of Job,
看见了我的救赎主活着直到永远。
He said, I see that my Lord live forever.
My Redeemer
live forever.
幕后必站在地上。
And in the end, you'll stand on the earth.
但以理书说，我必像尘土一样在里面睡觉。等到有一天我要复活过来。
And also in the book of Daniel he said that I will sleep in the dust but one day I shall be resurrected.
以西结看见庭院中间一大堆的骸骨，后来披上了筋，披上了骨肉皮，从庭院中间活过来。
And also in the book of Ezekiel he said that I see a lot of dry bones in the wilderness but later on they also shall be covered with flesh and also blood.
以利亚叫死人复活。
And Elijah also asked the dead to be alive.
以利沙叫死人复活。
Also the same with Elijah.
神应许末后的日子复活。
So God has promised in the last day men shall resurrect.
所以呢，法利赛人相信除了摩西五经还有复活的应许。
So this Pharisee believed that other than the Pentateuch, the other book that promised the resurrection.
所以耶稣活在世界的时代，犹太文化有两大不同的派别。
So at the time of Jesus, the Jews have two big factions.
那么这个撒杜盖的人要试试看耶稣到底他是不是违背五经也相信复活。
So the Sadducees want to test Jesus whether he go against the Pentateuch and believe in the resurrection.
他问了一个很奇怪的问题。
So he asked a very strange question.
有一个家庭有七个兄弟。
So in a family there are seven brothers.
就大嫂死了以大嫂大哥死了以后。
So when the wife of the eldest brother died,
他们就叫第二个哥哥娶了嫂嫂做妻子。
So the second would take the wife of the eldest brother.
后来第二个哥哥也死了。
So the second brother also died.
第三个兄弟就娶她做妻。
So the third brother also take that as wife.
娶了又死了。
And also died.
从中国的文化来说，这个女人会吃人的。
From the Chinese culture, which means they go against the God's husband.
每个跟她结婚一定给她吃掉。
So everyone that's married to her will be eaten by her.
所以这个轮到最小的弟弟也跟他结婚。
So when it comes to the littlest brothers of married to her too,
又在死了。
Also die.
所以这个撒杜盖的人问耶稣说。
So the Sadducees test Jesus.
如果有复活。
If there's resurrection.
如果有末日。
If there's resurrection.
那么这七个都复活了。
And this all seven resurrection.
请问那个女人到底是哪一个的太太？
I want to ask, this woman is who's a wife?
或者是公司的太太。
Or a wife with share.
七个都有份的。
And all the seven have a share.
他们以为这样一问。
They thought that if they were to question
this man, 耶稣就给他问倒了。
Jesus would have any answer.
因为上帝是活人的上帝，不是死人的上帝。
Because God is God of alive and not dead.
耶稣怎么讲的？
How did Jesus say it?
你们岂不相信上帝是亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各的上帝？
Don't you believe that God is God of Abraham, Isaac, and
Jacob. 上帝说
，And God said,
我是亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各的上帝。
And I'm God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
上帝自己讲这句话。
And He himself said that.
对谁讲啊
？To whom did He say?
就是当亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各死了很久以后。
After this, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob died for a long time.
430年以后。
430 years later.
上帝对以色列人说。
God told the Israelites.
亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各的上帝。现在听见你们给埃及人所逼迫痛苦的声音。
The God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob had heard you who cried because you are persecuted by the Egyptians.
但上帝这样自己称呼自己的时候。
When God acknowledged himself such.
我们要问。
When asked.
上帝是死人的上帝。
Is God the God of dead?
因为亚伯兰死了。
Because Abraham is dead.
以撒死了。
Isaac is dead.
雅各死了。
Also Jacob is dead.
上帝是死人的上帝。
And God is the God of dead.
但耶稣讲这句话刚好反过来。
But when Jesus said that, it was just a reverse.
上帝是亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各的上帝。
God is God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
这句话是上帝自己讲的。
Is it God who said to himself?
以利亚要复兴以色列民的时候。
And also Elijah when he revived the Israelites.
他先让巴利 的先知大声哀求，盼望巴力降火在他们的地身上。
He will first allow the prophet of the Baal to cry to him so that the Baal will send fire to burn the sacrifice.
直到时间结束的时候
，But when the time comes to an end，
巴力完全没有能力降火。
They do not have the power to send fire。
以利亚严厉的对以色列队说
，And this is Elijah said，
以色列百姓。现在来到我这里来
，Come to me。
这些百姓就离开巴力的先知，他们就跟着以利亚来了。
So these people then they leave the prophet of the Baal and come to Elijah。
以利亚叫他们把水倒在祭坛的上面。
Elijah asked them to water even the sacrifice
altar。倒在四周围的沟里面。
So even the drain that was filled。
把水再倒下去。
And pour the water again。
再倒下去。
Again。
我相信单单这一件事啊，以色列人就可以打死以利亚。
Even this event alone, this Israel can stone him to death.
为什么呢
？Why?
因为三年六个月没有下雨以后，这蹭下的水是比黄金更贵。
Because for 3 years and 6 months it never rained, and this water is more precious than gold.
干旱，大地裂归缝，农作业没有水分，人渴死。趁下这些水你一直丢一直浪费，你到底在做什么？
In a trial of dryness and there's no more water, how can you pour water and water and water?
所以以利亚是冒生命的危险为上帝做工。
Elijah was actually facing death to testify for the Lord.
神的权威在他的身上。
My God's authority is upon him.
所以他吩咐的事情他们都照着做了。
So what he has commanded the people obey.
把剩下的最宝贵的水都倾倒下去。
So when the most precious water which is left now poured to the sacrifice and altar,
以利亚就开始祷告了。
Elijah prayed to God.
望着天。
And he faced heaven.
他怎么祷告呢？
How did he pray?
亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各的上帝。
God of Abraham, Isaac and Jacob.
他照着神自己对自己的称呼，把这个信仰的这一个根基跟信仰的历史上的印证当作对神称呼的祷告的开始。
According to how God had addressed himself, he used the foundation of faith and he prayed to God with
the name. Your people come to me.
你百姓到我这里来。
And I'm going to pray to God.
我要向神祷告。
Oh God of Abraham, Isaac and Jacob.
亚伯兰、以撒、雅各上帝。
Show to these people that you are God.And I am the servant that you have sent to them.
使这些百姓知道我是你的仆人，我被差派到这百姓当中来。
你要给他们知道你是上帝。
So they will know that you are God.
又知道我是你所差派的。
And to know that I'm sent by you to them.
真的求你把火降下来。
Send fire, Lord.
这是第二个发疯的行动。
This is the second thing which have done in the out of his mind.
剩下的这么宝贵的水把它丢掉了。我们需要的是雨水，不是火。
That this precious water now is being poured away. We need fire and water.
你应该祷告的是 God, give us the raining, give us the water. 为什么你说 send your fire?
你应该向神祷告说神啊，你请你把这个雨降下来，而不是火。
所以神的工作常常的与人的理性完全不一样。
So many times God's word is anti our rationality.
我们没有办法用被造。堕落的头脑去明白上帝的旨意。
We cannot understand the mind of God without fallen reasoning.
但是神的仆人就冒着生命的危险做这些很奇妙的工作。
But then the servant of God, through even that, they will do all these wonderful things.
火就降下来。
Then fire came.
把祭物烧掉。
And burns the sacrifice.
把在沟里面的水全部弄干了。
And dry all the water in the drain.
那么全国的没有盼望的。
The whole nation was not without hope.
人常常以为盼望是在水那里。
Because
以利亚那里盼望是在神那里。
People thought that the hope is in the water, but Elijah know that the hope is in God.
然后以利亚叫一个小孩子。
Then Elijah sent a boy.
你到海边去。
Go to the sea.
看看有没有云。
See there's a cloud.
他去回来。
So he went and came back.
他说没有。
No.
再去。
Went again.
他再去。
He go again.
再回来。
Come back.
没有。
No.
再去。
Go again.
再回来。没有。
No.
七次没有。
Seven times no cloud.
以利亚再祷告。
Elijah pray again.
这个孩子去的时候。
So when this boy went.
他是先知啊。
A prophet.
神人啊。
The man of God
看见有一朵小小的云彩从海里面上升上来。
I see a small cloud that rises from the sea.
从海的那边一朵小的云彩上升。
From that there's a small cloud that rises from the sea.
小小的哈。
Small cloud.
以利亚说要下大雨了。
Elijah said there'll be big rain.
哪里可能？
How can it be?
云南部才下毛毛雨。
Because only when there's a long cloud there's a small rain.
小朵云彩哪里会下的？
But there's a small cloud, how can it be rain?
以利亚不要跟人家辩论。
Don't debate.
因为他的信心是大的。
Because his faith is great.
他对亚哈王下令。
He commanded Ahab.
他是先知。
He's a prophet.
亚哈是王。
Ahab is a king.
他吩咐亚哈王。
He commanded Ahab.
把你的车上面的帐篷把它盖起来。
And also cover your this horse with tent.
好像你们的 cabriolet。
Cabriolet.
好像你汽车那个开风汽车，现在快快盖起来，因为下大雨了。
You want to cover your car because rain is going to come.
如果下大雨，你的汽车变成游泳池怎么办？
if cover the tent of swimming pool,
先盖起来。
Cover it first.
这个亚哈那个是傻傻的就盖了。
King Ahab just covered.
为什么呢
？It's terrible.
因为君王到某一个时刻是没有权柄的。
Because the king coming to a certain state, they have no authority.
礼拜五晚上。
On Friday night,
我讲完道以后
，After preaching,
他们政党的人一个一个上台。
When the party members wanna came back, state one by one,
他们照着规矩讲话。
And according to the protocol, said
要先致敬。
They want to have a salute.
被尊敬的总统候选人。
And also the salute the
被尊敬的党主席。
And also salute the chairman of the party.
但是他们完全不这么讲。
But they did not say that.
他们先讲最被尊敬的汤牧师。
He said that the most highly honored Reverend Tong.
然后才讲最被尊敬的总统候选人。
Then the most honorable candidate.
最被尊敬的党主席。
The most honorable also the chairman of the party.
七次神的仆人在第一，然后总统候选人第二。
So that salute the servant of God first, then also the candidate.
我很不习惯。
I'm not used to this.
汤牧师就是汤牧师。
Reverend Tong is Reverend Tong.
为什么在政党里面把神的仆人当作比总统候选人更高
的？ How come in the midst of party meeting they only consider the servant of God as most as honorable one?
那天上帝的荣光在他们身上。
Because on that day God's glory shine upon them.
他们看见神的权威比政权更大。
They see the authority of God is higher than the political power.
神的灵在以利亚身上的时候。
So when the spirit of God is upon Elijah,
吩咐亚哈王。
So he commanded King Ahab
盖上棚。
To cover the tent,
因为雨水要下来。
Because the rain is coming.
当棚盖了，亚哈王下加密山的时候。
So when the tent is covered with a chariot, he
大雨倾盆而下。
So the rain that dogs and cats
人来不及逃走。
And men can even escape.
这样下大雨、啊。
When it rains in such manner,
使那些没有信心的人现在知道，刚才把那些水倒在沟里算不得什么。
So、
虽然比黄金更贵。
So those who are afraid the sea that just now we pour the water is nothing.
神的丰盛会叫世界最贵的黄金。文情都不止
because the abundant riches of God will devalue even the gold as nothing.
世界的财主算
what is the rich man in the world?
世界的君王算
what is the king of the world?
我先回到这一句话
now we come to this statement.
亚伯拉罕看见这一句话
Abraham saw this.
以撒看见他的上帝
Isaac see his God.
雅各看见了上帝
Jacob see his God.
他的上帝是活的上帝
because he is God, the God who is alive.
后来亚伯拉罕死了
Abraham died.
以撒、雅各都死了。
Isaac died. Jacob died.
以利亚用这样一句话做祷告的开始，是很少先知用过的。
But very few prophets were used like Isaiah used this statement as a beginning of a prayer.
亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各的上帝。
The God Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
求你使以色列百姓知道你是上帝，我又是你所差来的先知。
Let the people of Israel know that you are God and I'm sent by you.
耶稣基督的祷告。
The prayer of Jesus
从性质上有相同的地方
and also same in the similar nature
求你使人认识你是对的上帝有认识你所差的耶稣基督这就是永生
call these people to know that you are the only God and I am the one sent by you and that is eternal life
那么你看全本圣经先知们几乎没有人像以利亚这样祷
if you want to read the whole this Bible you see the prophet never pray in the manner of Isaiah, Elijah
为什么以利亚这么祷告
why is it Elijah pray in such manner
亚伯兰死了吗
Abraham is dead
以撒死了吗
Isaac has died
雅各死了吗
Jacob has died
上帝是死人的上帝
Is God the God of the dead
耶稣说
Jesus said
在上帝那里
In God
到底亚伯兰是死吗
Is Abraham dead
以撒是死了吗
Is Isaac dead
雅各是死了吗
Is Jacob dead
在上帝那里亚伯兰活不活
Before God, are they alive?
从人来看，亚伯兰死了，对不对
？From man's perspective,
在上帝眼中，亚伯兰死不死啊
？But in the presence of the Lord, are they dead?
永远活着，在上帝。
Eternally, they live.
在身体方面，他是死了。
Bodily, they are dead.
在神永恒的旨意，他是活人。
But in the eternal plan of God, they are alive.
耶稣下结论。
And Jesus had this conclusion.
上帝说，活人的上帝不是死人。
God is the God of those who are alive, not the dead.
所以把这些总原则归纳到罗马书十四章。
So when this principle come to the book of Romans chapter 14,
你就知道什么意思。
You will know the meaning.
活的人是为主活。
So those who live, live for the sake of the Lord.
死的人是为主死。
Those who die, die for the sake of the Lord.
死的人在人面前是死的。
So those who are dead before man, they are dead.
死的人在神面前是什么？
But before God, those who are dead
还是活
的 are still alive.
所以为主死的人没有死啊。
So who die for the sake of the Lord are not dead.
为主死的人是死在人前或在神前。
Because those who die for the dead, they are dead before man, but live before God.
你真正的信心。
So if you are true faith,
不会因人把你杀死，你的信心就死了。
It will not be because people kill you, then you are dead in faith.
你活是为主活。
You live for the sake.
你死是为主死。
Die for his sake.
无论是活是死都是主的人。
So no matter your life, your death, you belong to the Lord.
神是活人的上帝。
God is the God of life.
神也是死人的上帝。
And God is those who die.
他是活人的主，也是死人的主。
He is the God of those who are alive and God of those who are dead.
这句话总归纳起来，
So when they come to that conclusion,
告诉我们，
That's to tell us.
无论我们是为主活，
No matter we live for the sake of the Lord,
我们是为主死，
Die for his sake.
我们都是主的人，
We all belong to him.
所以主有这些活人，
So only these two people who are alive,
主有这些活人，
God has those people who are alive,
主也有这些死人，
God also has those who are dead.
这些在人间活着的人，
So those who are living among us,
主是管理的人，
And God has a dominion upon
them. 那些在人间已经死了的人，
Those who are dead among us,
也是主所管理的人，
But God has control in them.
这样呢，
And then to say,
主让他生死为主，
So whether alive or dead, they live and die for his sake.
主接纳他们的 伟人，
And God accept them.
主看见他们的动机，
and God see their motive.
所以有一天审判的时候，
so one day when it comes to judgment,
神一定照着他的公义，
God according to his righteousness,
照着他的慈爱，
according to his mercy,
保守那些为他活为他死的，
will keep those who live for his sake and die for his sake.
你没有资格论断主的人，
so you are not qualified to pass judgment on them.
你没有权柄轻看，
you don't have authority to despise them.
这样你就明白这一段圣经的意思，
so they understand the meaning of this verse.
你为什么论断人？
Why is it you pass judgment?
岂不知道他站着他倒下去只有他的主人才看管他。
Don't you know that they stand or they fall, but they have their own Lord to keep them?
所以我们一定要存心善良。
So you must have good heart.
看到弟兄软弱。
To see when a brother is weak,
不是轻看。
Don't despise them.
不是审判。
Don't judge them.
不是定罪。
Don't condemn them.
是祷告。
Pray for them.
我们对主说主啊。
We want to pray to the Lord and say, Lord,
虽然他软弱，
even though he's weak,
还是你用宝血买他买赎回来，
but he, you had redeemed with the blood.
你让他活着，让他死了，由求主你照顾他，因为他是你。
Whether he's alive or dead, God keep them because they belong to you.
Amen.
Amen.
这样我们就对得起主，对得起弟兄。
Then we can be good also to the Lord and to others.
我们肢体生活就不会因为相对的事被我们绝对化，以至于我们相咬相吞，我们支离破碎。
So then in our body life will not be because things with our relative nature, we have to absolutize it and then we'll kill each other.
感谢上帝。
Praise the Lord.
所以这段圣经很清楚地告诉我们。
So this passage very clearly tells us.
我们用这样的态度来看我们的弟兄姊妹。
With this kind of attitude, we have to deal with the brothers.
我们没有一个人为自己活。
No one will live for their own sake.
也没有一个人为自己死。
And no one will die for his own sake.
我们这是活主，是为主而活。
Whether we live for the Lord's sake.
我们如果死了，是为主而死。
And also if we die, we also die to the Lord.
我们或死都是主的人。
So whether we live or die, we belong to the Lord.
现在我们大家读第十四章第九节。
When they read the verse number 9 of chapter 14.
大家一同开声来读。一、二、三。
因此基督死了，
又活了。
我要
做死人并活
人的主。
你这个人啊，为什么论断弟兄呢？又为什么轻看弟兄呢？因为我们都要站在上帝的台前。经上记着说，主说我凭着我的永生启示，万妻必要向我跪拜，万口必要向我承认。这样看来，我们个人必将自己的事在上帝面前说明。最后我们要思想的最后这一句话的意思，
What's the meaning of the last thing?
上帝指着他自己，
God pointing to himself,
宣誓说什么呢？
And he make his vow,
万口万妻都要承认他，要跪拜。
He said every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess.
所以这样跟在我们前面所讲的罗马书第十一章所提到的，
So then what's mentioned in Romans chapter 11,
就是呢，无论是天上的地上的地底下，
Whether in the heaven or upon the earth or within the earth,
都要称耶稣为主，
They'll confess Christ Jesus as Lord.
你们唱过这首歌吗？
Have you sung this song?
Every lips, she confess. Every, 什么? Knee, she bow. And call Jesus, he is Lord, he is Lord. 你记得吗?因为他呼呼的他是主。那耶稣基督到底是不是所有有口的都他称他为主?
Is Jesus, is the one that every lips confess as Lord.
是不是真的最后的时候有膝盖头的都跪在他面前称他为主?
That finally every knee also should bow and confess him as Lord.
这是可能的吗?
Is it possible?
天上的。
On heaven,
地上的
upon the earth,
地底下的
and also within the earth,
都要口称耶稣为主
they'll confess Jesus as Lord,
都要跪在他的面前
and will bow before him,
这是什么意思呢
what's the meaning?
请你注意
pay attention,
天上的
and heaven,
代表灵界的天使
within the angel in the spiritual world,
地上的
upon the earth,
代表在地上做人曾经接受他做救赎的
those who accepted him as Christ upon the earth,
地底下的
and those who are in the ground
最后没有信主被埋葬那些等候审判的人
and also those who don't believe are buried when they're dead they'll wait for the judgment day to come
所以、
so、to say,
无论天使
whether they in,
无论信主的人
whether those who believe
无论不得救的人
a non-Christian,
甚至灭亡的魔鬼
and even Satan who perishes
都要称耶稣为主
they will confess Jesus as Lord
他怎么称耶稣为主
how do they confess
魔鬼会不会说主啊主啊
Would Satan confess Lord?
魔鬼称耶稣为主。
Would he confess Jesus as Lord?
你注意，当耶稣被钉十字架以前
，You know when before Jesus was nailed on the cross，
他说：“你们中间有一个人要卖我。
”You say among you there's one who want to betray me。
那天晚上
，That night，
当耶稣讲这句话以后
，When Jesus said this statement，
这些门徒就很惊奇。
And he was a surprised disciple.
难道我们同学里面有卖主的人
Is there among us want to betray him?
他们没有问是你吗
They didn't ask, is it you?
大概是你吗
Is it you?
是他吗
Is it he?
他们都直接问主是我吗
They asked the Lord, is it I?
主啊
Lord, is it I?
主啊是我吗
Lord, is it I?
那么当这些门徒都问的时候
So when all these people ask
请问你
You know
你有没有读圣经啊
Have you read the Bible?
犹大有没有问
Did Judah ask?
犹大也问主啊是我吗
and this Lord is it I
有没有啊你不注意哦回去读啊
go back and read
我告诉你 Johann Sebastian Bach 写马太受难曲的时候
Johann Sebastian Bach when he read the Matthew Passion
他写到这一段的时候
when he come to this passage
我原来发现他是不仅非常详细的
I know that he studied the book diligently
Johann Sebastian Bach 必须许多的牧师更伟大。
Johann Sebastian Bach is more intelligent than many people.
因为他写这个音乐的时候
，So when he wrote the music，
他就写 Is it me? Is it me? Lord? Is it me? 主啊，是我吗？一共连续把它算，只有十一次。
Only 11 times it appeared that Is it me? Is it me? That they asked.
音乐到了第十一次结束了。
So come the 11th time it ended with the music.
有耶稣讲话。
And Jesus said again.
有再一次出现的时候
，One more time it appeared.
不是讲主啊是我吗
Not Lord is it me
犹大说拉比是我吗
Judas as a rabbi is it me、
啊、你看圣经这样详细
It says so meticulous with the Bible
这一个门徒
Eleven disciples
是得救的人
They are saved ones
他们接受耶稣为主的人
They accept Christ Jesus as Lord
问主啊是我吗
And they ask Lord is it me
犹大不称耶稣为主
But this Judas never confesses
him
as Lord
拉比是我吗
Rabbi is it me
拉比是我吗
Rabbi is it me
心中无主狗嘴不能出象牙
So in his heart he has no Lord He cannot confess Jesus as Lord
讲不出耶稣是主这句
He cannot confess Jesus as Lord
那么请问犹大正在下地狱以后
So this Judas after he go to hell
他要不要称耶稣为主啊
Would he confess Jesus as Lord 要不要
主说
The Lord say
我启示
I reveal
我告诉你
I tell you
灌气灌口都要称我为主
Every knee and every lips to confess
所有有膝盖的都要跪下称我为主
Those have knees to bow and confess me as Lord
所以我们怎么解释这句话
So how to interpret this verse
我们不应当像普救论的人以为呢以后全世界所有人都得救
We do not teach as a universalist that teach that all people shall be saved in the final day
圣经清楚告诉我们有人要下地狱
Because the Bible clearly teaches us that some will go to hell
神预备的地狱是为那些恶人而预备的
God has also made this a hell so that it is prepared for those who do not confess it
灭亡的人预备的
Those are perishing
那么这些人灭亡以后还会称耶稣为主
So these people when they perish can they still confess Jesus as Lord
犹大没有死以前没有称耶稣为主
Judah before he died he never confessed Jesus as Lord
犹大在永恒中间要称耶稣为主
But then in eternity he will confess Jesus as Lord
称什么主呢
What kind of Lord
请你注意一下
Pay attention
我要把这个讲完了就结束今天的讲完
After I expound this I'll conclude this session
三种不同层次的货物
three kind of different levels of living creatures.
都要称耶稣。
They will confess Jesus as Lord.
神所创造所有能够与神发生关系灵界的货物都要称耶稣。
All things that God has created, even the spiritual realm, will confess Jesus as Lord.
第一
，the first，
所有天使。
All angels,
良善的天使
whether the good angels,
被拣选的天使
elected angels,
这些天使没有得救的机会
These angels do not have a chance to be saved
他们也没有堕落
Because they have never backslided
所以没有救赎
They no redemption needed
神拣选保守他们永远不犯罪
God has elected them and they never sin
这些天使
These are angels
他称耶稣是什么呢
will confess Jesus as what
称耶稣是得胜的主
Yeah, this a victorious Lord.
他们亲眼看见耶稣到人间来。
Because they see with their own eyes Jesus come to the world.
披戴血肉的身体。
And also with the flesh.
与撒旦征战。
And fought with Satan.
结果他打败了掌死权的魔鬼。
And also he was victorious over Satan.
因此看耶稣得胜。
You see the Jesus was victorious.
他们就称耶稣是得胜之主。
They confess Jesus as the Lord of victory.
第二
，the second，
得救的基督徒。
The Christians who are saved,
他们经历耶稣的救赎
they experience redemption,
领受耶稣的赦罪
and receive His forgiveness.
他们经历耶稣为他死而复活的得胜
experience victory, Christ Jesus died and resurrected for them.
亲自邀请耶稣到他们心
and they invited Jesus to be their heart.
所以他们称耶稣为救赎主
so they confess Jesus as Lord the Savior.
这是第二种
the second,
第三种
the third,
犹大
Judah,
所有灭亡的人
those are perished.
以及他一切的参与
and Satan also with those followers of him
在永恒中间
in eternity
照样称耶稣为主
they'll confess Jesus as Lord
什么主呢
what kind of Lord
耶稣是审判主
Jesus is the Lord of judgment
耶稣是公义的主
the Lord of righteousness
所以 for the right and the sinless angels Jesus is the Lord of the victory
那么那一些这个没有犯罪的这个天使呢基督乃是得胜的主
for redeemed and saved Christians
我们这些被 拯救被救赎的基督徒
Jesus is Lord of salvation
耶稣就是我们救赎主
for those who are unsaved and even the satanic powers satanic beings
那些不得救的那是属撒旦的这个灵
they will call JesusLord of the righteous,
他乃是神公义的主
the Lord of the judgment,
审判的主。
感谢上帝
praise the Lord.
所以无论哪一种活物
never the water of living being,
凡有口里都要称耶稣为主
those who are lips shall confess Jesus as Lord,
膝盖头的
those have knees,
都要跪在上帝的面前
shall bow before him,
称耶稣为主
confess Jesus as
Lord, 永远的主。
Eternal Lord
对得救的人
For those are saved
救赎主
Is a savior
对灭亡的灵
The
perish 审判主
Is a Lord
对被拣选的天使得胜主
Victory
荣耀的主
And glorious Lord
耶稣是荣耀的主
Jesus is Lord glory
得胜的主
And Lord victory
救赎的主
And Lord redeemer
赦罪的主
And forgiveness
生命的主
And the Lord life
是公义的主
Is the Lord that righteousness
审判的主
And Lord judgment
Amen
Amen
感谢上帝
Praise the Lord
所以我们今天身为主的儿女
So today we are children of God
我们要向荣耀的大热前进
And also want to progress from the day of glory
千万不要在弟兄中间产生轻看跟定罪的傲慢
Do not among the brothers have the arrogance to judge and to despise
我们不是论断弟兄
We are not going to pass judgment on brothers
我们不是轻看弟兄
Not to despise them
要求我们的主保守我们弟兄所有软弱的
So to pray to the Lord will keep those who are weak.
有的人吃，有的人不吃。
Some who eat and some don't.
有的人收，有的人不收。
Some observe day, some don't.
吃的人，收的人。
Those who keep and those who eat.
为主不吃，为主守。
It's for the sake of the Lord you eat or don't eat.
不吃的人，不收的人。
And those who do not eat, do not eat.
为主不吃，为主不守。
And also do it for the sake of the Lord.
无论活着，我们死了。
So whether we are alive, whether we are dead,
都是主的人。
All belong to the Lord.
愿主的恩典丰丰富富降临在我们身上。
May God's grace richly shower upon us.
所以我把这一段跟他的中义都讲完了。
So I expound the meaning of this verse.
我们下个礼拜开始。
The next week onwards,
就要讲第三段的事情。
We're going to talk about the third passage.
我们大家站起来。
So we all rise.
是。